This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We can all agree you're not allowed to be a jerk at work, but does everyone really have to be friends? The chair of the management department at the Wharton School of Business, Nancy Rothbard, has just published a study with the title Friends Without Benefits: Understanding the Dark Sides of Workplace Friendship.
We all have friends at work. We all want to have friends at work because we spend a lot of time there, but it's also complicated, and this is something that I started to research with a doctoral student of mine, Juliana Pillemer, who is here in the management department, and we started to really delve into why is this so complicated? Why is friendship so hard sometimes at work?
All right. Now, I don't want to be, you know, that guy, but I have to point out sometimes friendships at the office are a time suck, right? Yeah, you listen to a lot of personal stories and personal problems that, you know, can take up a little bit of work time.
It sounds like you've read our paper, Dave, because one of the things that we identify as a real challenge and a tension for workplace friendships is friendships, again, can be really important sources of socio-emotional support and, you know, can be really helpful for people when they're going through tough times, whether that's something at work or in their non-work parts of their lives. But what's really hard is that if you've got a friend that you've been spending a lot of time with, that can distract you from the other things that you're trying to do at work, which is get your own work done or perhaps, you know, exceeding expectations as often we like to do.
And if two coworkers are close, it can breed a little bit of resentment for people who don't see themselves as quite as close.
It's the classic clique problem. Two people are really close, or maybe three people are close, and they feel excluded from that friendship. And whenever you have that kind of dynamic, it can breed envy and resentment. But when you're at work, that also has implications for how people feel about whether decision-making is just and fair.
So how far do you go with this, Professor Rothbard? Are you suggesting here that maybe we keep a lid on some of these friendships a little bit in the workplace?
I think it's a really interesting question because, of course, we're not suggesting that you should not be friends with people at work. That's a really important arena of our lives. Friendship brings a lot of benefits. But what we're suggesting is that you need to be aware of some of these complexities as you navigate friendship in the workplace, because especially when power dynamics come into play, they can have this dark side. They can have a negative impact. And so it's not all sweetness and light. And so as you navigate friendships, you need to be aware of being inclusive, for example. A second way that you want to think about trying to manage these types of dynamics is to maybe put some boundaries on friendship, in that you need to think about, for example, the point you brought up earlier about, is this distracting to me? Am I able to get my own work done? So you may want to have guidelines for yourself about when is it too much.
And I know you've also looked at what happens when you add technology, social media, to this mix of work friendships. This is relevant, isn't it?
Absolutely. Social media can really exacerbate some of these dynamics because it highlights some of the features of friendship. It highlights who's talking to who, what the friend groups are. And it becomes really challenging because you can see a group of people maybe on Facebook and you see that they've gone out for some social event over the weekend and you weren't invited. It highlights who's in the clique and who's out. It also can exacerbate these dynamics because one of the benefits of social media is it enables broad dissemination of personal information so that it humanizes you. But what is challenging about it is that it makes it difficult to tailor that information to different groups of people. So you might want some people to know that you were out to to see a certain movie with a certain group of people, but you might not want others to know that. And so the difficulty we have with tailoring that information makes it really challenging as we navigate these relationships. And so it adds an extra layer of complexity to some of these dynamics.
There's also a gender issue here, right? I've spoken to women who notice their male bosses are comfortable going out with the guys and having some fun, having a couple drinks, but that they feel it's more awkward for a woman to join in, and they worry their career suffers because they don't have the same quality time with the supervisor or boss.
Absolutely. In some of my research, I found that people are really uncomfortable with these cross-gender relationships sometimes at work because of exactly the dynamics that you're describing. And so that's another layer that has to be navigated with care. You've got to think about ways to be inclusive that are not going to raise these gender flags.
Right. It's up in part to the supervisor to figure out ways that if he's nurturing relationships with coworkers, that he or she is being fair about who's included.
Absolutely. And so thinking about ways to do this on work time is one way to think about it versus off work time, where you're doing things in a group rather than one-on-one so that people are more comfortable with perhaps a cross-gender dynamic.
And then let's go all in on this discussion. There's friendships at work, but there's also romance at work. And I would just like to stipulate that everybody knows it's a bad idea to date a coworker. I mean, even if love blooms till death till they part in the end, it's statistically a bad idea. Yet, it's sort of like friendships. What are you going to do? It's hard to legislate.
It really is. And it's becoming, I think, even more challenging in the current climate in that, you know, where is that line? And I think people are really struggling with that quite a bit in the workplace. You know, and then there's another type of dynamic. So there's the romantic relationships, but then there's also something that is called work wives and work husbands. Those are other really deeper relationships that you might have with a coworker that may be platonic, but are really important to people. And again, where that boundary sometimes becomes a little fuzzy and difficult to identify.
So your collaborator on this piece, Juliana, you said her name
was? Yes, Juliana Pillemer.
Nancy, is she your friend?
She is my friend. She's my friend, but I'm also her advisor. Both of us are aware of it, and we've actually both talked about it. And that is something that I think that you can do with friends at work, which is to kind of name it or label it and say, we're friends, but we also are coworkers. And sometimes the coworker part is going to, you know, win out over the friend part. And sometimes the friend part is more important.
Nancy Rothbard is chair of the management department at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Always good to talk to you.
It's wonderful to talk to you as well.